The energy of Baker Boy is so infectious. Not only is he a supremely talented young rapper, he's also the 2019 Young Australian of the Year, and he is so passionate about his music's purpose in the world. His first song, Cloud Nine, made everyone pay attention and go, who is this young guy from Arnhem Land? But then, when he followed it up with Maruyuna, it sealed the deal that he is a star. Technically, Maruyuna means dancing, but this song is about so much more. I'm Linda Mariano. Welcome to Inspired with Baker Boy, giving you the story behind Maruyuna. Oh, Maruyuna, 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 Maruyuna. Welcome back into Triple J, Baker Boy. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks for having me.
You jumping around still to that song?
Yes, 100%. Every time, it's like my the last song in my live performance, and every time I like perform it, it's just so much fun. Everyone's dancing and stuff. It's insane. It's completely insane.
Look, we want to start with the spark that inspired Maruyuna. So, can you remember where and when you first thought of the idea for this song?
Well, it was pretty much coming back of Cloud Nine. We were just like, we need to like make enough time to make about 15 minutes performance. And I called up my cousin, my guttara, Yirmal, and I was just saying like, oh, I need help with maybe like a chorus or something. Like, I want to make a track with you and stuff. And you know, I was like, yeah, cool, let's do it together. And we were just sitting there, and yeah, it was a crazy 2 days, and just like just hanging around and just like writing and going through music and, you know, playing with Didge, mucking around and stuff. And so we just kind of like just vibed out and stuff. It was me, Dion, Yirmal, and Dallas sometimes would come through.
Do you remember what the first thing was that you first came up with? Like, was one of you playing around with the Didge, or...?
So it was Dion who, apparently he dreamed about it. I was sleeping on the couch. He ran up to me, he slapped me wake up, and he said, you know what, the first lyric's gonna be, I'm a proud black young boy with the killer flow, listen to the yiraki, listen to it blow. And that's all he did, and I was like, whoa, that's actually sick. So I was like, okay. And I took it, and then from there it was like, okay, it's talking about yiraki, so didgeridoo. I was like, okay. So we need to make a track with a didgeridoo. I want to make it a track that's, you know, everyone can dance to, everyone can go nuts. Mainly, if you listen to the beat, it's actually like break dancers can go nuts to it. We did like a lot of version with the yiraki and stuff, and kept trying it. And then since we got Yirmal in, and then he just pretty much like went crazy with the vocal.
I want to get deeper into that moment where you guys were all in the studio, you kind of huddled around, teamwork, back and forth, figuring out these lyrics, and then you had to go and learn them, because seriously, Baker Boy, not only is your flow crazy and wild and jumps all over the place, but you are rapping so fast. City lights, the sound, too much for my mind, but the quiet, the nature sound, now that is my living. Have you always been a fast talker? Do people ever tell you to slow down?
Yeah, sometimes, especially when I'm talking in language to my cousin, I'll talk really fast. Because like, I kind of like grew up listening to, you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Busta Rhymes and stuff. So I've always like wanted to try and, you know, listen to their flow and try to catch what they're saying and stuff, especially to Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes is, you know, like tongue twister.
What are your favourite tracks from those acts?
One of them would be Look At Me Now. You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come, a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing, a nigga. That's when I found out about Busta Rhymes. They kept going and going and going and going, and then he, like, in the track, you'd hear him take a deep breath. And I was like, whoa, like, how can you keep, like, rapping? Yeah. Like that.
I love it. It's like, you know, and hearing your verses in this track like this. And you can hear those deep breaths as well. Yeah. You're just like, boom, like pounded out there towards the Mike Baker boy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's such a vibe. Let's talk as well, not only about the way that the song sounds, but what the song means. Please explain Mariyuna.
So Mariyuna is a language word for dance. So basically it's, the track is about dancing and everything about it, you can feel it, you can hear it, and you know that it's a dancing track. And it's the reason why I want it to be a dancing track, because I wanted everyone to kind of enjoy the music and dance to it and feel it. It's kind of style. And also, if you listen to the lyrics properly and check the translation as well, it's also a really powerful message to a lot of people, how important it is to get an education, how your brain is really important, how you pretty much teach yourself as you get, you know, older and older.
Well, that's the thing. It's not just a party track. Have you heard back from people that understand the Indigenous language that have gone, this has really touched me?
Yes. Kind of did a minor change in back home and kind of helped, you know, the kids to kind of like wake up and do something that they want to do when they grow up and stuff. And I've heard it so many times from a lot of family called me and text me and let me know that, you know, I've changed their kids' lives and moved a couple of communities and stuff. Yeah.
You've given us not only the different stems that go into the production of this song, so your vocals, the beat, the little bits of guitars that come in, but not only that, but you have given me something that didn't make it on to the finished version of the song, Baker Boy. You've given me a long-lost guitar solo. We should have a little listen to it, because I cannot believe that this was part of the original Mariyuna.
Oh man, that was...
Yes. What happened here?
I was just too excited. The producer got too excited because he played the guitar and just put it in there, and I was like, man, it's dope. It's crazy. And yeah, oh my God, it's out.
It's out there now.
No.
Why do you think that it was too full on? Like, it just didn't make the final cut?
I don't know. It was really hard to like pick. Yeah, it was insane. It was just crazy.
It's been such a pleasure. Baker Boy, thank you so much for getting into the world of Mariyuna and sharing the insights and the laughter and the party vibes, as well as the deep meanings behind it.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. Mala, our music is going. I'm using my manique. The river is flowing. Can you feel the wind blowing? Yomo male marque. Mia, padramo. So Mariyuna, 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 Mariyuna.
Baker Boy, talking about Mariyuna for Inspired. And if you enjoyed this, please feel free to rate, review and subscribe. And there's another episode that you might like. It's Illy talking about paper cuts. When we fly, we fly. When we cross the line. The award-winning rapper came in and spoke about the moment that the metaphor of paper cuts came to him.
As soon as I got that idea for paper cuts, I knew that that was something really cool. If you can boil down a kind of broad thing like, you know, a relationship falls apart and gets attacked over time from within, if you can boil that down into one word and it makes sense, and then you can kind of expand back out from it. That's pretty cool, and it's not something that I've been able to do too many times yet. So I kind of knew from the moment that that I came up with it that it was going to be something that I wanted to get right.
So check out that one if you want to. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. I'm Linda, and I'll catch you next time.